T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM, developing now. The latest casualty of the coronavirus pandemic is a seasonal staple for sports fans. The Big Ten Conference formally announced today it is postponing all fall sports, including football. You heard that moments ago on TBS News. WBBM's Jeff Joniak with more of the announcement and what that means for the schools, Jeff.
Yeah, the decision leaves another hole, both financial and personal. A spirited debate internally, to be sure, with many schools objecting. But Commissioner Kevin Warren made the decision after consulting all the school's presidents and chancellors.
We just believe collectively there's too much uncertainty at this point in time in our country. And to encourage our student athletes to participate in fall sports.
Warren speaking to the Big Ten Network. The tentacles of this decision reach deeply into the lives and futures of student athletes, and certainly the cost of what this is financially for all the universities and the conference in general. Don't be surprised. Schools like Ohio State, Nebraska, Penn State, and Michigan could try to go off on their own and play in the fall. The home of the Bears, I'm Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meanwhile, in Illinois today, the State Department of Public Health reports 1,549 new cases of coronavirus. The state also says 20 more lives were lost over the last day, five of those in Cook County. Illinois' COVID-19 positivity rate over the last 7 days is holding steady at just about 4%.
Well, the man whose shooting by Chicago police in Englewood apparently touched off yesterday's looting downtown faces a $1 million bond after a court hearing this afternoon. A lot of people, they say, are also upset about the property damage across the city. Those who participated in looting downtown Chicago did more than just interrupt commerce and destroy property. They denied a 2-year-old cancer patient's chance to celebrate his birthday at home. Owen Buell and his family had been staying at the Ronald McDonald House near Lurie Children's Hospital. His mother, Valerie Mitchell, says Owen had one more treatment for a neuroblastoma before they were to head home.
We had an appointment at Lurie's in the clinic, and we got a phone call from the nurse saying that none of the nurses could make it in for safety concerns, and they didn't want any families in the middle of that trying to walk into Lurie's.
Owen's family says they hope to go home in the next day or two before they return for another round of treatment next month.
At last, Jack, more than 247,000 electric customers are still without power, nearly 24 hours after severe storms raked across the Chicago area. ComEd is reportedly telling some customers it could be Saturday before their power is restored. In Rogers Park, where the city's first confirmed tornado in 2 years touched down, volunteers came together to help clean up the neighborhood.
Kristen Matthews saw on social media the request for volunteers for My Block, My Hood, My City. So Matthews and her 5-year-old son Maverick and 7-year-old daughter Paisley came from Ravenswood to help clean up Rogers Park. Little Maverick improvised and used a wide leafy branch as a broom.
I think we can help with a little stuff and help move things out, the sticks and some of the leaves and things, and just we can do what we can.
Dozens of volunteers joined the Matthews in getting large but liftable branches off private property and onto the parkway for city crews to remove. My Block, My Hood, My City founder, Jamal Cole.
There's a lot of looting going on. There's a lot of frustration. And I feel like when people come together and do something positive, that's a good way to channel the energy.
In Rogers Park, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The news is sponsored by Mesereau Wealth Management. Doctors in Northwest Indiana are treating a 4-year-old Gary girl for gunshot wounds after police say she accidentally shot herself.
Investigators say the young girl was left alone with the gun inside of a home in the 700 block of Burr Street and accidentally shot herself in the foot around 5 a.m. The 4-year-old was hospitalized for treatment and is expected to make a full recovery. The shooting comes weeks after police say 2-year-old Joette Jojo Malone was shot and killed in Hammond. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.